Hi, welcome to the Sci-Fi Podcast. I'm Nee.
And I'm Cole.
And I'm Noor.
And today we'll be talking about the book, Locked In, by John Scalzi. Chris Shane is the main protagonist, in which is a locked-in victim, who becomes an FBI agent. Shane suffers the locked-in symptom from the Hayden's disease, which keeps the consciousness within himself and his body in a paralysis-like state. His mind now operates a Threep, which is an android-like figure capable of feeling just like humans. He becomes partners with an agent named Vaughn shortly after, in which they are involved in a huge development case. They receive reports and investigate a Navajo man lying dead in front of a man named Nicholas Bell, who becomes a suspect later within the story. While this occurs, there is a huge racial divide between Threeps and people, which causes additional problems, such as riots and hate crimes.
John Scalzi was born on May 10, 1969. He was born and raised in Fairview, California. He grew up reading science fiction and mystery, which inspired him to be a science fiction writer. He made that decision randomly. In an interview, he once said that, "When I decided to start writing novel, I want to write in a genre that I already knew and love as a reader. So it was either going to be science fiction or mystery. I decided to flip a coin. Head was science fiction, tail was mystery. The coin came up head." Some background information. He attended the Webb School of California, a boarding school in Claremont, on a scholarship. He earned a bachelor's degree in philosophy at University of Chicago, graduating in 1991. He massively successful debut with Old Man War won him a science fiction John W. Campbell Award for Best New Writer. In his New York Times bestseller include The Last Colony, Fuzzy Nation, and Red Shirt, which won 2013 Hugo Award for Best Novel. He also writes nonfiction on a subject ranging from personal finances to astronomy to film.
The critic of the New York Review of Science Fiction finds the story to be labeled a FBI thriller type of story. While they arrange details very neatly along with being fast-paced, reasonably ingenious, but lacking finely shading characterization along with a list of decent cliches. Plenty of action, great character development, vivid and believable world building, and a thought-provoking examination of disability, culture, and politics. Yet more evidence that Scalzi is a master at creating appealing commercial fiction. I agree with this saying. I think John Scalzi is very creative and knows how to put science fiction and mystery together. This book was very boring in the beginning. I had no motivation to really read it, but as I kept reading the book, it made me want to keep reading. Something I really enjoyed about the book was how it was mysterious. I'm not really a big fan of sci-fi, but I am a fan of mystery. So that's why I wanted to keep reading, because I really like mystery books.
So, Nee, what do you think about the book?
I like how the book is a mix of sci-fi, mystery, and a bit of thriller. I didn't know what was going on in the beginning, but has good action scene in the end. And the ending was pretty good. I like how the book has, like, general, like, neutral. Like, you don't know what... You don't know if Shane, who's the main character, is a boy or a girl. And he doesn't, like... specify if he's like biracial or not, so
would you
pretty
say
interesting about like society stuff.
So would you say there's modern day like issues in the story?
Yeah, because there's a lot of like politic modern days issues. What do you think about the book, Cole?
Honestly, I think this book is pretty decent. It started off a little bit slow, but they had some pretty good and fast-paced action throughout the book, such as a few scraps that Shane got into. One, for instance, is when he had an encounter with the ninja thief that he was trying to obtain information from Johnny Sani about his whole case. And then another one was with the perpetrator and the assassination on Chris's body inside his room. Another cool part was with the whole Agora scene, with all the communication back and forth between Tony, Yvonne, and Cassandra. It was like a little space for that they can work in and work in properly with like no outside space.
Yeah, I like how this book is really futuristic, like into like the future.
It kind of like has like a fearsome type of, because it does have a near future type of vibe, that this is like potentially something that we could get into, not exactly disease-wise, but like Hayden's and being locked in, but
actually,
like
we do
cybernetics.
Have, like, we do have like a lot of disease that's kind of like paralyze you, and it's kind of similar because people, if you have like a leg that's paralyzed, what do you use? A robot leg.
Yeah,
people,
prosthetic.
So yeah, I think it kind of like influenced this book, or like, I don't know if this book is
advances,
influenced by
showing
that,
like what a drastic change would be.
Yeah, like in the next 100 years if you, or 200 years, if you're paralyzed with your whole body, you can actually use a robot to be who you, like you.
And unfortunately, as nice as that would be, there is the problem inside the story about like racial divide between like who was really a human or not and stuff like that. But it's not like about that. I guess it kind of shows you that it's on what's on the inside that kind of counts and matters more. And it shows that, like, you know, even people who are like robots and stuff like that, or like these three androids and stuff, they really can't be like damaged and like affected as much as a regular human being. And so technically on the inside we're all the same.
Yeah, I like how this book has that kind of like insight to it. So yeah, it was a really interesting read, and I think I like it, but yeah.
Well, that wraps it up. Thank you,
guys,
and we hope you have a good
in.
Day from Sci-Fi Podcast.
Yep. See ya.